Welcome to Farewell, Miss a Nice Guy, and this is No Regrets Series 2024. We about to start it out with a big bang. I am your host, MNG, and as I stated before, this is the No Regrets Series. We are walking into 2024, leaving 2023 behind, and we are walking in with no regrets. So if there's a girl that you see or that you want to talk to, you better talk to her before December 31st. But December 31st is already gone because we are already in 2024. So now what we're going to do is we're going to start this year off with no regrets, because what we're going to do is we're going to try to capitalize on all relationships and all opportunities. That's where we at. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about these relationships that we fantasize about. We're talking about these relationships that we need to get out of. We need talking about these relationships that you know he not gonna propose to you. We need to talk about that relationship where you know she ain't gonna do right by you. You need to just go ahead and leave them people alone. So let's go ahead and get into it. So let's go ahead. I want to say this. If there is a girl out there that you see, if there's a guy out there that you see, you need to be talking to them right now. Life is too short to be wasting time on fantasies and what ifs and what a bees and all that other bullshit that's out there. Don't wait for it to come to you. You need to go ahead and go to it. You need to be out there trying to find and get what you want, because if you want to keep waiting around for what you want, I can tell you what you want would never gonna come, and you're gonna end up settling for what you don't want. And you're gonna realize that you don't want it 5 years down the line. You're gonna realize that you don't want it a year and a half down the line. You're gonna realize that you don't want it when a proposal comes and they down on one knee telling you that they want to be with you. You're gonna realize that that is not the person that you want. This is for women and this is for men. Go out there and get what you want. If you see something in the street that you want to go ahead and talk to, you better go ahead and put your best game face on and tell them, hey, how you doing? What's your name? What's your number? Can I call you? And if you can't get a phone number, go ahead and see if you can get the Instagram. If you can't get the Instagram, see if you can get the TikTok. If you can't get the TikTok, I know it's a little bit old school, but see if you can get the Facebook. If you can't get any of those, then just be okay with saying, just be okay with just taking a no. No's are fine. You know what no means? You wasn't part of the opportunity. You don't want to be part of the plan. You don't want to be part of the dream. That is okay. That is fine. That is 100% okay. That is way more than motherfucking 100. It's 150%, because everybody is not meant for you. Everybody is not meant to come in your life for that season. Everybody is not meant to come in your life for that reason. So if somebody tells you no, that is fine, because that means that better is on its way. Okay? Just think of all the people that you date are on the list. And going down that list, you are scratching the names off until you get to that close, you get to that one. Okay, you had to go through a whole bunch of thorns before you go ahead and get to the rose. You ain't gonna have just that straight shoot up there. Some people find them early, some people find them late. But for those that find them early, I wish you all the prosperity in your relationship that you can have, because you're giving up a whole lot by settling down a lot early. But for those that find them early, hey, congratulations, do what you do. But there are those that cannot. So I tell you this, if you go ahead and you see that crush, you better say what you need to say. For women, say what you need to say. Go after what you want. Stop waiting for that motherfucker to come and talk to you, because he may not come and talk to you. He may just be as shy as you are, trying to say, hi, hello. He may not, he can't get it out because he and fear of rejection, because you to him may be so beautiful, so cute, so smart, so fantastic and whimsical that they just can't get the words out to say that I want to take you out on a date. So sometimes you just got to go out there and get what you want. Sometimes you got to go out there, you got to put your hands on it and say, I want you. I choose you. You want to say those things. You want to say those words, because a lot of people are scared to take that risk. You think every man out there is taking risk on every woman that he want to see. And if he is, I can tell you right now, he has a coat of armor on him that is no, that's Teflon. And that Teflon is taking every bit of damage that it can take. Every bit of damage that it can take. You need to be doing the same thing. You need to be going out there taking damage. You need to be going out there saying, hey, I like you. Sometimes being a little bit aggressive, sometimes being a little bit of direct. You know, some people like direct. I like direct. Directly tell me what you want. I want to hear it. And you may get a no, you may get a yes, but hey, at least you have shot your shot, because the only shots that you miss is the ones you do not take. And that goes for guns too, because if somebody walk up on you and walk the wrong way, if you pull it out and don't take a shot, then it's either your life or his. So you better take heed to that right there. Now let's go ahead and talk about the dating part. Now everybody's out here talking about dating, everybody's out here talking about the little list, and they still gonna be talking about the list even when I'm talking about this right now. Y'all talk about this list about where you want to go and how you should be treated and where money should be spent and everything. I can tell you this right now. If you're worried about where you're going on the first date, you're probably going to end up alone. And I hate to say it like this, but this goes for men and women. If you're worried about where you're going to take somebody on the first date, and they don't like where you took them on the first date, they ain't there for the conversation, but they may be there for the food. And if they're there for the food, then they ain't the one right for you. You want to send them on their way. Send them packing. Don't even wait around. Don't even breathe about it. Don't even think about it. Don't even take a second thought. If I can't take you to Dunkin' Donuts for some coffee, I don't want you. If I can't take you to Applebee's, I don't want you. Now, I can tell you right now, I haven't been to those places in quite a few years, so I have some new minimums. But if I can't take you to my new minimum because you want a $600 tab, you want crab legs, you want lobster, you want all that stuff, you want to feed your face, help me understand. While you feeding your face, me spending this money is telling me how much is it about your worth. Somebody help me understand. Because if you want me to take you to a particular place on the first date, what is your worth? Because if your worth only amounts to a $500 ticket, then that means that your conversation is not great. It's not. Now, you can believe or you can say whatever you want to say about MNG, but I can tell you right now, if I'm spending a $500 ticket when we go out, you ain't got great conversation. I done spent $200 and I ain't get great conversation. So if you can't come and talk to me on a $40 bill, I already know you can't talk on a $500 bill. You're just going to be sitting there looking at the menu, ready to run your finger right across the food and lick every last one of your fingers from the thumb to the pinky, talking about, oh, it was so good. And then you expect me to drive your ass home. Bitch, you may fuck around and catch an Uber. I ain't even going to lie to you. This is the No Regrets series. We are taking no prisoners. Everybody is getting a shot. Even for the man, if you cannot have great conversation with a woman, because we all know that getting to know somebody creates great conversation, but how do you keep that great conversation going when all the conversation and all the questions have been had? So now the only thing that's left is experiences. So now that you get past the experiences and you dove deep into the relationship and realize, you know what? I don't think there's a one that's wrong for me. But you done went ahead and spent $500 on the first date, $1,000 on the second date, $1,500 on the third date, and you still ain't hit. So now you done wasted time, money. It could have been somebody else that was willing to go, dare I say it, to the Cheesecake Factory. But now you spending this time with this woman at this $500 restaurant. I think I'm gonna digress on that part, and I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and think what you wanna think and comment how you wanna comment, but I can particularly care less. You wanna know why? Because this is the No Regrets series. So now let's go ahead and move on to cheating. So ladies, if you know you got a man that's cheating, or if you out there cheating yourself, why even stay in a relationship? Why don't you just go ahead and just be about yourself and just go ahead and move on? If you know you went ahead and had a kid on this man, this good man that you probably had up in your life, move on. Man, if you know you out there having sex with other women or you got somebody in your back pocket, move on. Guess what? Hurt is going to hurt anyways. Pain is going to be pain anyways. Regret is something that we cannot tolerate. You want to live with no regret, so you're going to go out there and cheat so you can have every last person that you want and sow your wild oats. The same thing for women. You want to go out there and you want to sample every penis size to see how far you can stretch. That is fine too. But let me tell you something. Don't do it while you're in a relationship. It's not going to make no more big of a difference whether you do it in a relationship or whether you do it while you're single. The only difference is that when you're in a relationship, you got somebody to go back home to when all else fails. The only thing you end up going home to is an empty bed, an empty house, a bottle of wine or a bottle of liquor, and then you just, you're feeling yourself and you stuck with your own demons and you're sitting in the back of your head wondering, well, why can't I find a good man? Because, or why can't I find a good woman? Because Why can't I do this? Because maybe you should spend more time focused on you and not focus on anybody else. Maybe you should spend more time trying to grow yourself instead of trying to grow with somebody else. Maybe you should spend more time with yourself and develop some kind of love and attraction to yourself instead of trying to be with somebody else to have to get them to love you so you can learn how to love yourself, or avoid loving yourself so you can try to focus on loving them, but they can't love you because they don't love them. And then they go out there and they want to be in other people's bed, and you want to go out there and be in other people's bed. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Cheating is a waste of time. On any side of the book, whether you a cheater or a non-cheater, there is no regret on either side. So if you want to go out there and cheat, make sure you do it with no regret. Because if you go ahead and lose everything that you have, you make sure you do it with no regret. Now, if you're going to be single and you're going to go out there and you're going to go play the field and you're going to date and have fun, definitely go ahead and do that. But do it with no regret. Don't live with no regrets. Don't ever want to look back on life and just realize that there is something that you missed out on, and you realize that there is a relationship that you didn't give a chance. Don't realize that maybe I shouldn't have did all of that during that year. We don't want to live with no regrets in 2024. So if you want to be single in 2024, do it with no regret. You want to be a cheater in 2024, do it with no regret. Whether you want to do it by yourself or do it with somebody else, do it with no regret. Make sure that you are willing to risk every fucking thing that's out there, and you're going to do it with no goddamn regrets. But we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Now, this is for all the ladies that I know. This is for all the men as well. If you are in a situation where there is abuse, I can't tell you to leave. You can only leave when you're ready to leave. And I'm gonna bring the hype down because this is very serious. No matter the level of abuse, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, psychological, whatever the case is, you have to leave when you're ready to leave. But if you're gonna stay there, make sure you stay there because you want to stay there. Make sure you stay there because you're not staying there out of fear. You're staying there because you want to stay there, because there is something there that is keeping you there, whether it's love, whether you're just kids and you just don't want to go, whatever the case is. But heed my words. There have been plenty of people that have not left and have died trying to leave, that has died from leaving. So regardless of the case of what happens, unless this person can seek help, unless this person can seek something that will stop them from being so violent or violating you in so many different ways and stopping you and hindering you and preventing you from growth, you really need to consider not only yourself and your well-being, but if you have kids in the house, them as well. And then you leave. I can't tell you to leave. You can only leave when you're ready to leave. And when you're ready to leave, there will be a lot of people out there that's willing to help you and address all the issues that you're going through and be able to assist you to help you grow and find your way in life and leave that situation behind. One of the movies I want to recommend is Enough with Jennifer Lopez in it. And it was a powerful movie because she had went through abuse and she ended up getting away. And she ended up training her body for when that abuser was going to come back, because she knew he was coming back. He wasn't going to let her go because he had that hold on her. He had that grip on her. And by having that hold and that grip on somebody, they believe that they have you in a lock. And you can't live without them. And they definitely can't live without you. And they want to hold you down as much as possible. But I want to be able to give you the motivation and understanding that you are way more stronger than that. And you need to go ahead and leave. You need to go ahead and get the fuck out of there, because there is no point in time that is going to get better. But as I said it before, I can't tell you to leave. I'm just suggesting that you leave. I can't tell you to leave. But you need to go ahead and figure out your out plan. Because some out plans leave you in the ground 6 feet, and that's your out plan. And nobody should be part of that plan unwillingly. The next topic that I want to talk about in the No Regret series is marriage. For everyone that is married and getting married, I want you to do so with no regrets. If you're looking at proposing, I want you to make sure that you do it in the most memorable way possible. If you think that the person is going to say no, but you really want to do it anyway, go ahead and do it. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story, because I went ahead and I proposed to this girl. Got her a nice little ring and everything. It had butterflies on it. You know, it had her favorite color inside the ring. And I'm thinking that she's going to say, yeah. I'm thinking she's going to say, I want to be with you. I thought she was going to say, M&G, I love you. I thought she was going to say, we're going to be able to work this out. We're going to build together. And we were going to see what the future holds together. See, I thought all these little things were going to happen. See, I went out here and I took her out on a date, took her to her favorite movie theater, took her to her favorite restaurant, and I took her to her favorite park, and I went ahead and popped a question. And then the only words that I heard was only me. Only me was the first words that came out of her mouth as she sat on a bench and told me that somebody else proposed to her too. I was completely flabbergasted. I was like, you telling me that somebody else proposed to you too? She said, yeah, my ex proposed to me. Oh, your ex proposed to you. Wow. Where I took the old school route and I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask her parents for her hand. And I got the ring right here. Now, I'm not going ahead trying to spread no gossip or anything like that. I just really just want to tell a story, but just how crazy and inconvenient these things are. And I guess my life is sort of like a movie, because if I write this shit out, it'd be some shit that you probably couldn't fathom because you believe. But yes, two guys have proposed to her. Me and her ex have proposed to her. The crazy thing is that he didn't have a ring, nor did he ask for her hand from her parents. So which one did you think she chose? Which one do you think she chose? I'm going to let that go ahead and marinate for a second. And you go ahead and tell me what you think about that. But when it comes to marriage, regardless of how long you've been in there, short term, long term, whatever, make sure that you don't regret saying yes. You don't regret popping that question. You don't regret the person that you've been with for so many years. There is nobody else. There is no secondaries. There's no odd decisions. Just make sure that you do it with no regrets, because this is 2024 and this is the No Regrets series, and we're not taking excuses for 2024. Whatever we're gonna do, I'm gonna make sure we do it 10 toes down with no regrets. This is your host, MNG. This is Pharaoh Mr. Nice Guy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Pharaoh MNG. Make sure you go ahead, you follow, you hit that subscribe button, and you go ahead and share the No Regrets series, because 2024 is all about no regrets. We got 5 episodes coming your way, and we're talking about no regrets. We are living with no regrets this year. I'll see you on the next line. Peace.
Thanks for joining us on this unfiltered journey with Pharaoh Mr. Nice Guy. We hope today's conversation brought you fresh insights and a renewed embrace of authenticity. To keep the canon vibes flowing, hit the subscribe button for more thought-provoking episodes and share the podcast with your friends. As we wrap up, keep embracing your true self, navigating life's twists, and making connections truly count. Until next time, remember that your journey to authenticity and growth is one to cherish.